To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment guaranteeing women the right to vote, WYPR is broadcasting a series called Beyond the Ballot. This program features Maryland women who have changed our world for the better during the past century. I'm Sherry Parks. Willow Bickham has been giving food, clothes, hope, and love in Southwest Baltimore for 50 years. Bickham began her work as a nun in a convent. The Chicago native nurse and artist then went to Mississippi to care for people regardless of their race. When told that she would have to stop treating black people or she would be shunned by white people, she quit. She became a lay Catholic worker devoted to working with impoverished people. She married fellow anti-war activist Brendan Walsh. They bought a row house in Southwest Baltimore where they both lived and fed and cared for hungry people in the neighborhood. They called it Viva House. Over the last 5 decades there, she, her volunteers, and supporters have fed more than 1 million people. Yet she feels like she's the one who benefited. It is a great joy to be the recipient of all this great, great wealth and people's hope, she recently said of her work. It's incredible what people do and give, she says of those who contribute. Bickham looks at the world from the bottom up, from the perspective of the people with whom she works. We're so fortunate to live here, she said. They stayed through the worst of the drug trade, watching many of their neighbors leave and houses boarded up. When interviewed for this piece, Bickham said, "We are in the right place at the right time. This community is a wonderful place to live. So many of my friends are right here, and we sit on the stoop and talk, and I learn so much." Her advice to others, don't get into the money mill. Don't devote your life to doing nothing more than earning cash. Stay with the poor and enjoy their great company. Willow Bickham and Walsh have recently published a compilation of essays, stories, poems, parables, and her art, The Long Loneliness in Baltimore, that depicts their many years of experiences in Southwest Baltimore. Nearing 80 years old now, she has dialed back her activism somewhat. The soup kitchen is now open on Wednesdays only. She still operates a food pantry serving some 150 families. "We'll go with the spirit," she said. "We're not ready to retire yet."